Well, hello there, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and it's my great pleasure to be your host for this little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Yes, this little hour is one I look forward to very much, the opportunity to relax a bit, spend some time with you, and pull records from the shelf and just enjoy the many varieties of sounds committed to wax between the 1890s and end of the 1950s. And I have quite an assortment for you today. We'll be hearing different kinds of bands, some dance bands, jazz bands, big bands, western swing bands. We'll even feature some bands with some Latin-flavored rhythms before it's all over today. Let's go ahead and start with a record that was made in 1944 by a British band leader, well-loved and very prolific, popular especially in the years right around World War II. I won't tell you his name just yet, though. I'll tell you a little bit about him and see if perhaps you can guess who he is. He was born in 1900, the son of a vicar. He took up piano lessons while still a young child, only 6 or 7 years old. At the age of 16, he left school, lied about his age, and joined the British Army. He was sent to continental Europe, where he fought in World War I. He even served on the execution squad for deserters. Yikes, I don't think I would want that job. Ultimately, he ended up in Italy, where he was injured while serving as a stretcher bearer, carrying injured Italian soldiers off the battlefield. For his service there, he was awarded the Italian Bronze Medal of Military Valor. After the war, he turned to ballroom dancing and became quite well known at that. He even competed in and won the first World Ballroom Dancing Championship in 1922. Thereafter, he was dissatisfied with the quality of dance records then available, so he formed his own orchestra and started making records in strict dance tempo. Those are the records for which he became best known. His career lasted well into the 1960s and even early 1970s. He died in 1978. The record that I'm going to play for you now is perhaps not typical of his output. This one does say on the label it's for jive dancing. And we'll see what you think of it. It's called There's Honey on the Moon Tonight, recorded November 14th, 1944, in London. Thank you. pretty good, don't you think? And even if not typical of this mystery band leader's output, I wonder if you still might have been able to come up with his name, given the biographical clues. He was bandleader Victor Sylvester, credited on the label here as Victor Sylvester's Jive Band. The song was There's Honey on the Moon Tonight. It was recorded in London in the midst of World War II on November 14, 1944. The song was by J. Fred Coots. The issue here on English Columbia, FB3085. I quite like that record. Well, we'll turn to something a little different now from the Lecuona Cuban Boys, led by Ernesto Lecuona. He was born in Cuba in 1895 and was something of a child prodigy. By the time he was 11 years old, he was already performing and touring publicly. He went to Spain and France in the 1920s, studied music there, and gained an international reputation. He composed over 600 pieces. He's not the composer of this next one, but his ensemble did record this in 1935 or thereabouts. I couldn't find this in any discography, but it's a neat record. This is a French Columbia pressing, DF1832. The song by Hernandez and Leo Blanc is called Rumba Tamban, the vocalist credited on the label as A. Bruguera. So here's now the Lecuona Cuban Boys.
De un negro que perdió su libertad y su Dios, sin el cariño que el cruel destino le robó. Negro taba, olvida tu libertad y te libre, negro. Mira cómo viene la camisa, ¿eh? Ahí viene toda la camisa arrollada.
Oh, 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 oh.
Niño, ay, qué tristeza es el negro taba y no tiene libertad y le da vida a pasar. Mientras que el alma no lo sabe sufrir y llorar.
¡Venga, venga, venga!
¡Hágamelo todo negro! ¡Soy pico todo, todo, todo negro!
¡Por una negra de mi tierra! ¡Oh, qué triste vivir! ¡Oh! Tierra quisiera el compadre tú no tan morir.
And that's the Rumba Tamban, played by the Lecuona Cuban Boys, a French pressing, recorded in about 1935. Up next, I have three big bands for you, of various flavors. We'll start with Sherman Hayes and his orchestra, a Chicago-based hotel-style band of the late 40s. Indeed, this was recorded in Chicago in April of 1947. The tune goes back more than 30 years prior. It's by UDL Bowman. It's the 12th Street Rag. This is Aristocrat record number 103. And if it's not the hottest or most exciting 12th Street rag, It's not the worst I've ever heard. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement, but you'll hear it. It's a fine record. After that, we'll hear Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, featuring his brother Jimmy Dorsey. This is after the brothers reconciled in the early 1950s. The song is You're My Everything, and this was recorded for the Bell label, record number 1024. Normally, these Bell 78s are little 7-inch pressings, with a note on the label to play them with an LP stylus because they're microgroove. I guess they were trying to compete with 45s in terms of size and convenience, though why they insisted on 78, I don't know. In any case, my copy of this is actually a 10-inch pressing with standard grooving. Presumably they made up a small batch of these with each issue for use in jukeboxes that could only accommodate 10-inch records. Whatever the reason, these are fairly rare in the 10-inch size, and I think they sound a little bit better. From 1954, it's You're My Everything. And then we'll finish off the set with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, a Bluebird record from September of 1939. Ray Eberly is the vocalist on So Many Times, a song written by Don DeVito and Jimmy Dorsey. So to start us off here, Sherman Hayes and his orchestra, the 12th Street Rag. Look out for some wild steel guitar slides on this thing.
Thank you. many times I dream of somebody just like you. So many times I wish that one little dream came true. For though I'm asleep or awake, I see your face. Oh, why does the dawn have to break our sweet embrace? So many times I breathe your name and sweet music starts. I only hope that same old song is in both our hearts. To hear you confess that you care has been my prayer. So many times, my darling, so many times.
Nice record by Glenn Miller at his peak in 1939. That's So Many Times, Bluebird 10438. Before that, from 1954, a Bell record by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, with brother Jimmy Dorsey in the band, You're My Everything. Nice fidelity on that one. And starting off the set in 1947, we heard Sherman Hayes and his orchestra with the 12th Street Rag. I have another rag to start off this next set of records. We're going to hear a trio of Red Label Columbia records, pressed up in about 1940 or 41. At that time, the traditional jazz revival was really getting underway here in the United States, and small independent labels were popping up left and right to record new bands playing older jazz styles, as well as to reissue jazz recordings from the 1920s and 30s that had fallen out of print and were otherwise unobtainable. Sometimes they did this legitimately by licensing the masters from the labels that recorded them. Sometimes not. In any case, the major labels, Victor, Brunswick, and Columbia, took note, and all three of them started their own in-house reissue projects to re-release classic jazz records of the 20s and early 30s. Columbia did a good job for the most part. Many of their reissues were master-pressed. That is to say, they went into the vaults, pulled out the original metal parts, and made new pressings directly from them. Sometimes, though, it was necessary to make a dubbing, that is to basically start with a commercial pressing and just play it back and make a new recording from it. And that's what we're going to hear in two of the following three records. Now, it's particularly interesting to note that because this first record by Paul Meurez and his Friars Society Orchestra is a dubbing. The original recording was made in Chicago on January 7th, 1935, so only 5 or 6 years prior to this particular release. It first came out on the OK label. My copy is on Columbia 35686. What's so interesting, though, is that there was a skip in the master record as they were dubbing this, and they didn't bother to correct it. They released it with a skip. You'll hear it in the clarinet solo towards the end. It's, as I say, the Maple Leaf Rag. After that, we'll hear Ted Lewis and his orchestra. No skips, but also a dubbing. Columbia 35684, originally recorded in New York City, March 6th, 1931. Fats Waller's in the band here, and he and Ted Lewis share the vocal on the Dallas Blues. And we'll finish this set with a nice master pressing of the Chicago Footwarmers, which is Johnny Dodds and his Chicago Footwarmers. Recorded in Chicago, July 2nd, 1928, a tune by Natty Dominique. We'll hear The Brush Stomp. So three Columbia records now catering to the jazz fans of 1940, starting with Paul Meurez and his Friars Society Orchestra, The Maple Leaf Rag, with the skip.
Memphis and Dallas blues, the Main Street heart disease. Buzzing round my head like a swarm of honeybees.
Everybody have it? Yes, sir.
Baby, no, I ain't lost, no.
In the early 1940s, when Columbia was reissuing a lot of these jazz records from the 20s and 30s, they put most of them out in album set form. You'd buy an album of four or five records devoted to either Big Spiderbeck or Louis Armstrong or Earl Hines or Bessie Smith, but all three of the ones that we just listened to were independent, standalone releases. That was the Chicago Footwarmers, with Johnny Dodds in there on clarinet, Natty Dominique on the cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Jimmy Blythe at the piano, Bill Johnson playing bass, and Jimmy Bertrand at the washboard. From July of 1928, Brush Stomp, good stuff. Before that, Ted Lewis and his orchestra from 1931, with Fats Waller and the band, Dallas Blues. And we started off with Paul Meurez and his Friars Society Orchestra in 1935, Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. Did you catch that, Skip? I can't believe they let it out like that. Well, up next, I've got two tango-inspired records. First, the Broadway Dance Orchestra on an acoustically recorded Edison disc from March of 1923, a piece by Emile Delors called La Môme Tango, or The Tango Kid. After that, we'll hear Victor Arden, Phil Oman, and their orchestra, a Victor record from November of 1929. Frank Luther is the vocalist on It's You I Love, described on the label as a tango foxtrot. So get your dancing shoes on now, and we'll start it up with the Broadway Dance Orchestra, The Tango Kid. Thank you.
keep repeating, it's you I love. I always dreamed I would discover my girl and love her. With all the others I'm through, I know that it's you I love.
Like that. It's You I Love, a tango foxtrot from the musical comedy Sons of Guns. That's Victor Arden, Phil Oman, and their orchestra. The vocalist was Frank Luther. Before that, we heard the Broadway Dance Orchestra, an Edison record number 51149 from March of 1923, The Tango Kid, or La Môme Tango. Up next, I've got a good Western swing band of the late 40s, Leon McAuliffe and his Western swing band. This is a Majestic record, 11014. The tune is by Al Dexter. The vocalist is Jimmy Hall. The song is called Down at the Roadside Inn. We'll follow that with something a little goofy from the Hoosier Hot Shots from 1935. The song is Black-Eyed Susan Brown. But first up, here's Leon McAuliffe.
But where she goes, no, nobody knows. The cute little girl with the little red curl down at the roadside inn. With the seamless hose and the red painted toes, she's a screaming mama wherever she goes. The cute little girl with the little red curl down at the roadside inn. And when she dances, she's right in style. And when she prances, she drives me wild. I'm crazy for blondes and I love the brunettes, but this one little girl I can't forget. That cute little girl with the little red curl down at the roadside inn. Goes, no, nobody knows. The cute little girl with the little red curl down at the roadside inn. With the seamless hose and the red painted toes, she's a screaming mama wherever she goes. The cute little girl with the little red curl down at the roadside inn. And when she dances, she's right in style. I holler, mama, come get your child. Well, I'm crazy for blondes and I love the brunettes, but this one little girl I can't forget. The cute little girl with the little red curl down at the roadside inn.
heavenly Dixieland. Wanna sing, wanna sing about a gorgeous thing. Oh, she's marvelous, she's grand, but you don't understand.
If you care for something sweet in a gingham gown, give yourself a break and meet black-eyed Susan Brown. Who gives you that southern drawl when she comes around? Get you with that how you all, black-eyed Susan Brown.
Sugar stuff, sure enough, you'll get a thrill. You won't know what you're missing until
you meet her, who's the sweetest company when the sun goes down. No one but the heavenly black-eyed Susan Brown.
Yes, sir, that's my gal, boy.
About you, but I was smiling all through that. I still am. The Hoosier Hotshots' Black-Eyed Susan Brown, that was recorded in Chicago on June 14th, 1935, Mellotone 5-12-55. Somewhere along the line, I accumulated or acquired 7, 8, 9, 10 CDs, something like that, by the Hoosier Hotshots, and as much as I like the band, and I really do, I think that listening to 20 cuts in a row is a bit much, but one well-placed Hoosier Hotshots record now and then can be a good thing. Before that, we heard Leon McAuliffe and his Western Swing Band in 1947 with a vocal by Jimmy Hall, Down at the Roadside Inn. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to send along your comments, questions, suggestions, requests, or just drop me a note to say hello. Up next, I have a pair of records by the WMCA Broadcasters, a group based in New York City. They recorded fairly prolifically for the Harmony group of labels in the mid to late 1920s. It's presumed that Ernie Golden is the leader of the orchestra because he was, at the time, the leader of the house band at the Hotel McAlpin on Herald Square in New York City. And WMCA was a radio station that broadcast from the top of the Hotel McAlpin. In fact, the call letters, WMCA, that MCA comes from McAlpin, M-C-A-L-P-I-N. First up, we'll hear a waltz, and admittedly, this is perhaps a forgettable tune, a forgettable record, but once in a while, it's fun to bring those up. From July 8th, 1927, Charles Hart will sing Dawn of Tomorrow, Harmony 460. After that, we'll hear I Love the College Girls, recorded by the WMCA Broadcasters on January 12, 1927. The vocalist is credited as Joe Collegiate. Who is that? I don't know, but he seems pretty enthusiastic. So tune now by the WMCA Broadcasters.
Thank you. love the college girls, I love the college girls, I'll say I do. Why, they're so remarkable and intellectual. Oh, yes, is that true? Why, they really know their own track with a squirrel coat. Paid for or not, mostly not. I should say it, but they get away with a terrible lot. Oh, they join sororities, that's our authorities, on ways of men. And I would doubt it if they'd learn about it from them, all those lovely men. Why, rooted to tulip cute, they taste like two different. I love those them there college gals.
There you have two by the WMCA broadcasters from 1927. That was I Love the College Girls, preceded by Dawn of Tomorrow. And now if I hurry, we can slip one more record in. This is Dink's Good Time Music. Dink Johnson at the piano, a recording made in Los Angeles, March 16th, 1946. Ostensibly, Dink is playing James Scott's rag Grace and Beauty, but he tears through it so quickly and with such little accuracy that it's hard to tell what it is. But hey, he's having a good time, and I think you will too as we listen to this.
Thank you.
78 on the American Music label, number 515. That was Dink Johnson with Grace and Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but I did have a good time on today's program. I hope you did. And I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records on the Shellac Stack. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.